Neon Babylon was a living, breathing circuit, each body a node in the network of synthetic pleasure and fleeting escape. Kale slipped through the crowd with a practiced fluidity. His senses heightened, paranoia a tangible and constant buzz. He scanned the room, gaze flicking from face to face, searching for the telltale signs of corporate surveillance, the subtle flash of a security retinal scan, or the gleam of concealed optics. The air, thick and humid, clung to him, a cocktail of cheap synth alcohol sweat and the sharp chemical tang of ionized air from the multitude of hollows. Multicolored lights washed over bodies slick from heat, strobes slicing the haze in violent bursts. Smoke pooled under the ceiling, heavy enough to taste. The bass rattled the glass shelves behind the bar, a deep synthetic heartbeat syncing with Neo Kyoto's nocturnal rhythm. The crowd was a spectrum of the city itself. Each face was a potential asset or a potential enemy. Each movement had a story to tell. Corp execs in tailored synth silk slumming it for thrills they couldn't buy in the sanctioned districts. Gang kids with half-printed jawlines, the result of reconstruction jobs from black market bioprinters that churned out cartilage, bone, or skin, but could never match corporate medical precision. Augmented dancers moved like liquid light, bodies jacked with biomods and chrome accessories that caught the glare like scattered circuit boards. The wealthy made themselves visible here. Their credits bought a veneer of privacy in the upper booths. Below, the poor bought shadows, proximity and heat. Kale knew which side of that line he belonged on. The bar, a reclaimed alloy countertop, was cool against his body. A bartender with flashing optics and more wires than flesh slid him a dark glass without a word. Kale nursed his drink and waited. Information moved through clubs like blood through veins, in the spaces between the music, in the pauses between drinks, in the moments when someone's guard dropped and they said too much to the wrong person. He'd learned patience in a dozen similar dives, watching for the tells that meant secrets were about to spill. There was something more than just sweat, smoke, and desire in the air. It hummed with an electric tension, the kind that came from people carrying dangerous knowledge. A dealer in the corner booth nervously checked his feed. Corp suits whispered in the careful tones of men discussing things that could end careers, with the loose tongues that only nano-filtered Daiginjo brings. Even the bartender moved with the nervous energy of someone who knew more than they wanted to. Babylon wasn't just a club. It was a meeting ground, a place where corporate secrets, narcotics, and underground intel changed hands, sometimes all to the same buyer. The darknet whispers spoke of neon veil, ghost lattice seeds, experimental protocols, something that made corporate security piss their pants and reach for the kill switches. If neon veil was real, if it was more than just another darknet ghost story, then somewhere in this neon-soaked maze was someone who knew what the fuck it actually was. Kale settled back in his shadowed corner and watched the crowd flow around him, a river of potential information, and waited for the current to carry him what he needed. His gaze drifted across the room, past the blurred faces and phosphor glare, until it caught on the stage, and he couldn't tear his eyes away. On the stage, she commanded attention, her movements a stark contrast to the mechanical pulse of the club. Wide hips swayed with a powerful, confident rhythm, her soft belly heavy and full, rolls catching shadow and neon highlights. She was fat and beautiful, every inch of her body a contrast to the city's obsession with engineered precision. She moved like she owned the floor, thick thighs catching every beat with ease. Kale found himself leaning forward despite every instinct screaming caution. There was something hypnotic about the way she commanded the space, not performing for the crowd, but owning it.